Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when you're a CEO, president, or business owner, you are juggling all day long. There are so many things that happen. Any one of those things can get you off track. Any one of those things can help you not make a profit. Any one of those things can cause you stress. But one of the things that happen in a business, because we're dealing with people, is conflict. There's conflict in the world. There's conflict in your community. There's conflict in your business. There's conflict in your competition's business, your vendor's business, your customer business. There's conflict everywhere. And if you don't deal with conflict in your business, what happens is your business gets torn apart, because we know that you are in the people business and people are the most important part of your business. And if they're not functioning well, and if there's conflict, and if they're angry all the time, they're not going to perform well. So how do you resolve conflict? Because the old days are gone. The days of saying, it's my way, this is what I want you to do, just do it, doesn't work, because people defy authority. So you have to absolutely get to the understanding of what's causing the conflict between the people that are in conflict, or an employee that's in conflict with you. So let me give you a different approach in how to do that. And this is how I'd like you to think about conflict. Conflict and resolving it is a sale. What are the elements of a sale? You've got a prospect, you've got preparation, you've got approach, you've got handling objections, you've got the close, and you've got the follow-up. Well, let's take them one by one. The prospect is the people that are in conflict, whether it's you and an employee or two employees together, or conflict with a vendor, or conflict with your bank, conflict with anybody. That's the prospect. Preparation is getting all the facts together to understand how you are going to handle this, what you're going to say, how you're going to logic with these people, reason with them, and try to sell them on the idea of getting done whatever needs to get done without conflict. Your approach is the sales presentation, talking to the employee, talking to the vendor, talking to the insurance company that's giving you a bad time, talking to anybody. Your approach is the person that's creating the conflict. So you've got the prospect, you've got the preparation, you've got the approach, you make the approach. Now what happens in a sale? It's the objections. It's the reason why people will not buy. It's the reason why there is still conflict. Now in sales, there's a premise, and the premise says that nothing happens in a sale until you get the objection. Because if you can logically explain to the person why the objection doesn't work and what they need to do, you will win the conversation. You'll win the sale. So if you are prepared, if you understand, if you know who you're dealing with, how they react, how you're going to approach them, and they object, you have to be prepared resell them again on what you've said. Once you do that, and once you get a buy-in as to exactly what the objections are, then you go for the close. It's no different. The close with an employee is peace and harmony. But that doesn't stop there. Then you have to follow up. You can't just say, I've resolved this. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But you need to follow up with the person that's in conflict or the people that's in conflict, and you might have to start all over again. And that's what you do. If you haven't resolved it, you start from the beginning. Prospect, preparation, approach, handling objections, close, follow up. And if you think about those few words, you'll be able to really understand what you need to do. And there comes a time where you've done your very best to explain the situation, to work with the person, to get them to understand what needs to be done, and they're just not cooperating, And then you have to take action, and you have to say, this is the way it is. This is what you need to do. This is what I'm expecting of you. And that's what we need to do to run the business. So you can't be heavy-handed in the beginning. You've got to talk to them just like they're your equal, just like they understand exactly, you can help them understand exactly what's going on. And then if they don't understand, you have to make a decision as to how you're going to resolve it, because conflict in your business will destroy it. Certainly, you can do this. This is Howard LeWinter, and to continue the conversation, go to my website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Follow me on X, or formerly known as Twitter. Till the next time, to your success.